You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Rashee Rice, a warrant has been issued for his arrest. Rashee Rice has one day to turn himself in to police on 8 counts of involvement of in the vehicle, a 6-pileup vehicle collision on March 30. He has one day to turn himself in. Is he cooked? I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine, because the NFL reacts very differently than we expect them to. Especially on the jump, when we get news, we got the Alvin Kamara video footage of beating a man senseless, and the NFL did nothing. I don't fully know what's going to go down. I do know that this is trending in a direction where this guy is out for half a season, if not more. Could be out for the entirety of the year. The Chiefs could step up and do something kind of shocking. The Chiefs could cut him. The Chiefs could suspend him indefinitely. The NFL could put him on the commissioner exemplist paid. Usually the NFL lets the legal process work itself out before they come down with any discipline, but they can put a player on the commissioner exemplist paid. Rice has admitted to the accident. Rice has admitted to driving the Lamborghini. The Lamborghini, according to the police report, caused the entire accident. This wasn't a thing where the Corvette crashed into the Lamborghini like a lot of defenders of Rashee Rice try to explain. This has become a bigger issue because there are now 8 counts, not 6, 8 counts. Here are the counts right in front of your face. 6 counts of collision involving bodily injury, 1 count of collision involving serious bodily injury, and 1 count of aggravated assault. And that becomes a bigger issue. Those last 2 counts on top of the 6 counts to make it a sum total of 8 are where this becomes a elevated, escalated problem. Rashee Rice has one day to turn himself into the police. An arrest warrant has been issued. The Fantasy Football Show, the Hollywood Brown to the Moon show, dare I say, begins right now.
Live from the FantasyFootballShow.com studios, it's the Fantasy Football Show. Live! Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Smitty is also live whenever news breaks.
From the FantasyFootballShow.com news desk, here is your breaking news.
It's quite astonishing that people even defend this man. There's at least one or two casuals that come into this live chat at some point, and they'll start defending him. They'll literally defend this man. You're going to defend this man. It's a bad look on you, because his actions are disgusting. As we mentioned earlier on the show, good word somebody used to describe it was disgusting. And that's the best word I can come up with as well. Disgusting actions of Rashee Rice. Not because he made a mistake and got in an accident, because he ran away from the scene of the crime and left multiple vehicles, 4-6-car pileup. 2 of the vehicles were his, 4 additional vehicles. People were injured. They didn't even know how severely injured, and they went running away like cowards off of the freeway. Like cowards. Disgusting behavior. Didn't even check on the individuals. In fact, there's a report that this man, Rashee Rice, grabbed his cell phone, started texting immediately. Oh, good, good. He's going to tell somebody, right? Hey, go, there's an accident, 911. No. He doesn't text 911 or call 911 or call the police or whatever. I'm not even sure if you can text 911 these days, but he didn't do any of that. Instead, he texted the Lamborghini company and said, hey, I crashed the Lambo. I'll pay for it. Sorry. Good riddance, Rashee Rice. On my way down the freeway because I'm running away from the scene of the crime. Didn't call the police, didn't alert anybody, according to the reports at least, but he did do that. He did make sure the Lambo company got a call while he was getting away from the scene of the crime. This man's in some trouble. And the escalated counts up to 8 with the 2 more severe ones, the aggravated assault and the serious bodily harm, 2 counts are the ones that are going to potentially elevate this into a territory that he can't wiggle out of. Now, I still don't know what the NFL is going to do. I do wonder if the Chiefs are going to take some sort of preemptive action. This is where it can get in a total space where you don't expect it to go somewhere and the player vanishes from the NFL. When the team steps up and makes a determination, we're going to release you. Every other team's going to pump the brakes. Somebody would eventually bring him in once the dust settled. I'm not saying that he would be out of the league forever, but if the Chiefs were to release him or suspend him indefinitely, this is where it doesn't matter what the NFL determines later. They've taken it upon themselves to take action. I don't know if the Chiefs would do that. There's a lot of questionable things that have happened in that Chiefs kingdom, you know, already. So who are they to take a stance here, but not on the so-called Andy Reid's son situation? I don't know what's going to happen. I just know this got elevated and escalated. And when we came in here, when this first broke, and I said, don't go near Rashee Rice at third round value, people are like, that's crazy. I'll invest in that. The league's not going to do anything. Everything's so different. Everything's case by case. Everything's case by case. There's no rhyme or reason to it either. History tells us the NFL, if you bet against the NFL doing anything, you'll be right 80% of the time. But that still leaves a big chunk of percentage there, 20%, that you could get screwed in fantasy if you're going to draft this man. If you're going to draft this man anywhere near the third or even fourth round or fifth rounder, period. You got to draft Rashee Rice at all at this point? I mean, his ADP is going to plummet to the sixth round, fifth round, seventh round. Who knows how far it falls? But all I do know is Hollywood Brown to the moon. Hollywood Brown. The Chiefs got one over on everybody by bringing in this bad boy, Hollywood Brown. The Chiefs pulled a number on everybody, and everyone's laughing at the Chiefs right now. They're not even that concerned. Why? Because of Hollywood Brown.
Got him.
This midseason monster, probably early season monster now, I'm leaving him here because I don't want to manipulate the prediction lists and I don't want to just start moving everyone around to fit the narrative. He's been on the midseason monster list from the onset and I'm not moving him. He's staying here. I don't know if his value climbs so high that we can't even go near him anymore in future drafts though. This guy gets into the third round or top of round 4, it makes it harder to draft him. His ADP has already been climbing and climbing and climbing since the beginning of this situation, but I don't know where I draw the line. Where's my line in the sand of drafting Hollywood Brown? I don't know. All I know is Hollywood Brown is going to the freaking moon.
To the moon.
And this is going to be the most trusted target for Patrick Mahomes as Mahomes goes on a mission to win 3 in a row. And if anybody thinks this is going to put a damper on that, I got another thing. I got a bridge to sell you that this team is not hampered by things like this. You've got the Kelce Swift situation. You've got the Patrick Mahomes' brother situation, Jackson Mahomes, who is getting in all sorts of trouble. That's on video. And he's up in the press box or in the suite with Taylor Swift during the Super Bowl. You've got Mahomes' wife getting in all kinds of craziness. This whole team is littered with absolutely crazy, one thing after another, dramatic news-related situations. And it doesn't stop them. Hollywood Brown was a marvelous acquisition. And I don't know if Rashee Rice will even be there in 2024. I don't know that he won't, but I don't know that he will. I think anybody that thinks they know what's going on with Rashee Rice and can predict how this is going to happen, we have good evidence and good authority to say that the NFL is going to do less than we think. That's historical type stuff. You know, history tells us the NFL is going to take their foot off the gas on this situation. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. We don't know, but I'm not going near Rashee Rice. This guy's decision-making is not good. He had a checkered past coming into the NFL. You can like that, agree with that all you want, but that's what NFL scouts reported. So you could say whatever you want about him, but he had a checkered past coming in. Teams were worried about this kind of decision-making off the field before he was drafted. And he was brought into this Chiefs organization who take chances on players like that because they got such a hardcore foundation that they can make little gambles like this. It paid off. He played phenomenal. He had an amazing season. His value was on the rise. This guy breached second round territory in fantasy football drafts. He was going in the second round before all this situation unraveled on him. I mean, he's a good football player. But now, he's going to be in his own head. Even if he hits the field, he's going to be in his own head. He's going to be hit with so much financial obligation here, he's going to be in his own head. He's fighting for his life to get more money to try and afford what's coming downstream, and he's going to be in his own head. Alvin Kamara had a horrible season when he was fighting everything during the season. It was the next season we went all in because the value plummeted to 7th and 8th and sometimes 9th round cost of entry, and we put him on planet Uranus. We put him on planet Uranus. He was on there.
And off he goes to the planet known as Uranus.
Let's put Rashee Rice on here as well. He was on planet Uranus, but we still drafted Alvin Kamara. We still loved Alvin Kamara. That's the nature of planet Uranus. I'll have to find a graphic of him and put it on there. But Rashee Rice is going to go on there. Here, let's put this one on there. Just until I replace it.
And off he goes to the planet known as Uranus.
There. Rashee Rice. We'll put him right next to Arthur Smith. There he is. He's on planet Uranus. No doubt about it. But Kamara was on that. We still drafted him. So is there a world where someday this guy's got good undervalued fantasy football value? Probably. But I don't even care about that right now. What I care about is what do we do right now? And right now, you own him. I don't know. Can you get rid of him in Dynasty? What would you even get? I don't know. I don't know what you could get rid of him for. My guess in Dynasty, if you're trading him away, you give Rashee Rice with something else to do a tiny itty-bitty upgrade. Like, let's say you've got a quarterback that is a hair below Jalen Hurts or a touch below Joe Burrow. Throw Rashee Rice in, upgrade your quarterback in crafty fashion, get out of the Rashee Rice game. Let's say you have a running back that's below Devon Achane, who's also kind of doubted and got some sort of doubt club out there. You throw in Rashee Rice to upgrade your running back into Devon Achane. Let's say you have a tight end like Andrews and you can throw Rashee Rice in to get a McBride or a Laporta. You make that kind of move. Let's say you've got the 1.4 and you want the 1.2. You throw Rashee Rice in. Now you draft Neighbors instead of having to draft whatever player you're taking at 1.4. There are creative ways to get rid of him in existing dynasty leagues and redraft leagues. You haven't drafted him yet. You don't need to draft him, nor should you draft him. I don't care if he falls to round 5. Why? Because there are better values to be had in round 5, even in round 6, than a guy that could miss at least 1 to 4 games if this news didn't break. He was already set to miss 1 to 4 games on a, he's going to skate from all of this slap on the wrist, still getting a 1 to 4 game suspension. Now, everything has been elevated. This has been changed. Now he's at least looking at a full half a season to full season game amount of games suspended, if not indefinite, just exemplist at some point. The team cutting him and him not even being on a roster. The team suspending him indefinitely. I don't know. We don't even know. What's in his contract? No one even has that information published yet. What's in his contract? Only 20 likes. We have 150 of you in here. Hit that thumb up button. Lunchbox celebrates his 16 months here on the channel. Stay grinding, Smitty. Never not entertained. Appreciate you, my guy, for dropping the gifted or the celebratory message. You are the man, the myth, the legend. Don't come in here and defend Rashee Rice. It's a bad look. It's a bad look. Why? What on earth can you defend him for? We're going to get one or two people are going to come in here and try and defend this man. It's unbelievable. unbelievable why anybody want to attach their name or reputation to defending this man. Voice of Reason says 6 weeks at most. I don't know. At this point, I feel like it's going to be more. Voice of Reason says 2 to 4 weeks. I will say in your defense that I would have laughed at you if you'd have told me Camaro wouldn't have got at least half a year to a year when the video first dropped. So this comes back to the NFL does a whole lot less than you ever think they're going to do. And initially it feels like a lot of pressure and that this thing's going to unravel and it's getting bad. But I will say this feels like it's getting more coverage than the Alvin Kamara situation. When Alvin Kamara video footage dropped, no one talked about it but me. No one went live on it. I went live immediately. When both videos dropped, the blurry version and the more clear version, I went live. Probably a 2 to 4 hour live stream, if I remember correctly, on at least one of those. And the other one was at least a 1 or 2 hour live stream. We probably hit 4 or 5 hours, you know, straight almost on the Alvin Kamara situation. Nobody cared. No one cared about this poor guy. They got beat into the ground, whatever. No one cared. No one cared. The optics weren't bad. So the NFL didn't feel forced to act. This one's getting coverage like crazy, and it's the Kansas City Chiefs, who a lot of people love to talk about. I don't think this one's going away. I think the optics on this one are going to be more visible and more pressuring in terms of reaction, and I believe that the Chiefs might even make a move here. And if they don't make a move, the NFL is going to be far more likely to maybe make some sort of preemptive move. Again, they can do things. There's commissioner list. Exempt list paid, and then they turn that into whatever else. There's a lot of things that the commissioner can still do regardless of the trend and normal way and process of being wait until the legal process plays out. There's a lot of things. He's already admitted he was driving. I'm not saying that's a court of law. He needs to go through that process. Everybody deserves to be innocent until proven guilty in a court of law in terms of the laws that govern this land. But inside an organization like the NFL, you do not need to be innocent until proven guilty. The NFL's already established that, whether you like it or not. And he has admitted his guilt. And he is in some serious trouble, facing now 8 counts, 1 aggravated assault, and 1 serious bodily injury on top of 6 counts of bodily injury. He's in some trouble. And I don't think he's getting out of this one. And there's a serious possibility the aggravated assault one, if not plead down, could lead to jail time. But we'll have to see. That's probably it's less likely than really anything, I would imagine. But you can't rule it out. He did flee the scene of an accident where there was serious, now quoted, bodily injury. Leaving the scene of an accident with serious bodily injury is different than leaving the scene of an accident with no injuries at all. It's a big, big, big stark difference. If Rice out of the league, does Casey BA or no way? Certainly Higgins BA will be in conversations. Would the Niners ever trade BA to the Chiefs? I don't know. A Niner fan will tell you no. We've seen crazier things happen. I doubt they want to give BA to the Kansas City Chiefs. Why would you want to do that? They know how good BA is. Getting BA, trading BA is not about they don't believe in BA. Trading Dak would be the Cowboys really kind of don't believe in Dak. They don't want to give him the extension. The Niners do want to give Ayuk the extension. Therefore, you got to think they know how good he is. They don't want to hand him over to the Kansas City Chiefs to lose to the Kansas City Chiefs. So I doubt that would happen. Would they eyeball him? Sure. Would Higgins be eyeballed? Absolutely. What's more likely is the Chiefs continue on the course of what they've been doing without Tyreek Hill. They've got a 32 overall draft selection with the deepest rookie wide receiver pool that we've seen in quite some time, if ever. And you could get a Malachi Corley, a Leggett, a Keon Coleman, a Ricky Parasol, a Ladd McConkey. There are a plethora of wide receivers that are going to be available at 32 overall. And don't think just because they have Rashee Rice and brought in Hollywood, they're not going to be in the business of kicking the tires on some rookie wide receivers. The Chiefs are going to be fine. This affects the Chiefs zero. If a Niner fan or a Buffalo Bill fan or a Ravens fan or any sort of rival fan base at all thinks that this kicked the KC Chiefs in the nutsack and set them back and, oh, this is good, they're in shambles, you don't know what you're talking about, casual. The Chiefs aren't hurt by this. This doesn't hurt Patrick Mahomes at all. Hollywood Brown wasn't there last year. They did just fine. As I remember correctly, they won the Super Bowl. You bring Hollywood Brown in, you're about to level up your wide receiver room. Rashee Rice getting yanked out for the season just puts them back to square one of where they had Rashee Rice last year. Hollywood Brown's going to fill in just fine. Not to mention, again, they're probably drafting a wide receiver at 32 now or have a strong shot at it. And this is a deep wide receiver pool. KC's hurt nothing. KC's going to come out on top on this one. This ain't no big deal at all. I don't think Ayuk or Higgins will land in KC, but it's certainly going to be something that, you know, they would talk about in a boardroom. You know, it's just a matter of what these other teams want to do that. Who wants to send a player that they do love packing? Again, the Dak Prescott's a perfect example of how Dak being traded by the Cowboys, they might trade him to whoever. They don't care. You know, maybe not interdivision, but they don't care. Why don't they care? Because if they cared, they would sign him to a long-term deal. They doubt him. Sending him to a rival team or semi-rival team doesn't concern them because they don't even know themselves if he's a problem. Let's send the problem, a Trojan horse, into another quarterback room is what you might be doing. You know, but in Ayuk and Higgins' case, the Bengals and the Niners both want to retain them. They just can't at this current moment. Higgins, who knows if it ever gets done this year, probably won't. At this stage in the game, that could change. Ayuk, very much a 60-70% chance the Niners do pay him enough to get him inked. They don't want to let him go. That's more of a pipe dream. The Higgins to KC is more realistic than Ayuk to KC because the Niners don't want to do that. There's just no way. Hollywood Brown is going to thrive. Hollywood Brown to the moon, potentially Saturn. Hollywood Brown's stock is absolutely on the rise right now after this situation. Hollywood Brown is going to the freaking moon, potentially Saturn. That's why we have him as a freaking midseason monster, because Hollywood Brown is going to be not only a midseason monster at this point, but an early season monster. But we're not moving him because this is where we put him and we're keeping it there for record, and it is what it is. He'll be an early season monster. Oops, sorry, I got it wrong. Hollywood Brown's an early season and midseason monster. We misstepped on that one, but we've got him there. He's there for record. He's going to the moon. We're here for it. You're here for it. And Rashee Rice owners are just clinging to anything right now, trying to defend this man, and it's a bad look. The guy showed that he's a coward. And he had disgusting behavior, and he left injured people in vehicles that he caused damage to and created a pileup with his street racing and a Lamborghini and a Corvette after partying and celebrating at a local restaurant, reportedly, according to the reports, and then went into this situation and immediately crashed. Left people in their cars, walked off the freeway, showed, if you watch the video clips, showed no remorse, no concern, no looking back. Should we go back and help those people? And what do people do? This guy filming says, oh, they probably stole the vehicles. And everybody's irate about that comment instead of being irate about the fact that they walked away from the scene. I mean, get your priorities right. Okay, is there somebody in here? Actually, I don't believe Kyler can see anything but the middle of the field. Says John. Is John, do you think you're insulting me by coming at Kyler? I don't understand what's going on there. Lunchbox, appreciate you. Lunchbox says, if Rice is out for any length, does KCIBA or any way? Again, I answered that one already, but it's a great question. But probably BA ain't going to KC. Thomas Mitchell. McConkey, Leggett, who's the best fit to pair with Hollywood? I'd say Leggett. McConkey's interesting, but him and Hollywood, I don't want to say they play the exact same way or anything, but they're definitely more like-minded, or their skill sets are similar. Leggett's like a completely different player, and you kind of want the compliment situation going on. You know what I'm saying? Like a Keon Coleman or a Leggett stretching the field, possession wide receiver. Hollywood Brown's the speedster, knifing across the middle of the field, doing quick slants, you know, running out of the slot a lot of the time. You can put Hollywood Brown anywhere. He's a shifty, speedy little guy that absolutely fits the bill, fits the mold, fits what KC wants and how Mahomes, you know, can utilize him. It's fantastic. But Leggett would be perfect for KC, and he would probably thrive. And there's still a chance, because Hollywood Brown ain't no spring chicken, there's a chance Leggett becomes as valuable as Rice was, second round worthy in time, in a year, year and a half. Maybe Leggett's the guy that's now going at 25 overall in a fantasy football draft because people are excited about the rookie season he threw down in 2024. Leggett to the freaking moon. I hope he lands somewhere amazing anyway. No one was higher on Leggett than we were. Nobody. Nobody's higher on Ricky Parasol, Leggett, or Malachi Corley. We've had that out since January. Do what you want. Do what you want with the information. Get on the train if you want now. We're not mad. The Leggett seats are filling up. We're not going to let anybody on the train past April, I don't know, 15. Caleb Williams, Rookie of the Year. Here's what I have to say about that, Jay Korn. Denny in the building. Denny in the building, my guy. What's up, Denny? The myth, the legend, the man. Denny, where have you been? You've been missing for quite some time, my guy. Where in the heck have you been? 183 of you total in here. Some total, only 35 thumbs up. Please smash that thumb up button. Kyler's heat map of passes looks like he's dividing the Red Sea. Well, the Cardinals' Red Sea and Kyler go hand in hand, pal. So, get on it. Donnie Hollywood Hulk Hogan. Let's see here. Kyler's biggest worry is a died battery. Ha, 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 says Perry. Perry, I don't know what room you think you're in. Like, some people come in. I don't know if you're, I think you're a Niner fan, right? I love how Niner fans think they're coming into like a Cardinal room or something. Like they don't understand, they don't read the room very well. I'm sorry, Perry, but you do this a lot. You seem to think they're like, this is a Cardinal room or space. Like no one cares about your Kyler Murray dig. Like nobody. Nobody, bro. Jeff, can you put Pickens in London current ADP next to my bold prediction? That will help people remember. Pickens in London's ADP. Yeah, I'll do my best to write that up there. Fourth round and second round, right? That's a good one. That's a good note. We'll put that up there. The next $50 hauler, I'll fix that when I go up there. If anybody wants to be a part of the bold prediction $50 hauler game, all you gotta do is drop your bold prediction on the board right above my head here. These bold predictions are, this is the $50 board. You drop a $50 hauler. You get a prediction on here. And at the end of the year, we vote on the winners. And basically, the winner gets to co-host the beginning, at least a 30-minute segment or a couple segments of the show with your boy. You can be on camera. You can be just on the phone line. You can give it away if you want to be a hero. And then there'll be some other prizes. But for right now, go ahead and punch a $50 hauler if any of you want to get your prediction on the board. There's some good ones on there. Rock out, been missing, says Rock out. Rock out, appreciate you, my guy. Rock out dropping a super chat wad. Denny has been missing as well. All right, phone lines are open. Dial in. Anybody that has a question, a concern, a comment, an objection, an opinion on Rashee Rice, He has one day to turn himself into the police. An arrest warrant has been issued on 8 counts, 2 of which are more severe than the other 6, 2 of which are what's escalating the situation, and the likelihood of him missing a chunk of time, if not the entirety of the 2024 season, if not worse. It just went up today. Kathy says, look, don't worry. He will get 2 years suspended and 2 years of probation. Jeff says fifth and a second, I believe. You think Pickens is around 5? Okay, round 5, around 7, second round. I'll put it up on the board. Pre-draft rookie of the year for me, Michael Penix Jr. I love that. I love that, bro. Penix Jr. to the moon, man. Penix Jr. to the mother freaking moon. This is
the moon.
This is a moon man extraordinaire, I might show you.
The moon man.
Penix Jr. Remember when people thought, remember when people told me to take him off the list? He was one of, him and JD5 were, I believe,
Space Monsters.
I believe they were two of the very first people to crack these lists. The Moon Man, Mars Man, and Saturn Man, which people are copying, by the way. People don't have their original ideas, but they're doing a horrible job trying. Penix Jr., I put this up really early. This is before the national championship game. And after the national championship game, people are trying to talk me into taking Penix Jr. off. And I said, nope, not going to do it. Smitty, he's not even a first rounder anymore. You wait and see. Now he's talked about as being maybe the second best quarterback in this rookie class. How do you like them apples? Ron Navy, you're live.
I like those apples.
Mm-hmm. I do. What do you think happens with Rice? Do you think he skates? Do you think the NFL does nothing? Do you think the Chiefs get preemptive and say, you know what? We're gonna release him. Could he get released by the Chiefs?
If he's smart, he gets Kamara's lawyer and he pleads to some bullcrap charge that nobody even heard of.
Loud noise.
That doesn't mean nothing. Yeah, loud noise.
Loud noise in the freeway? When the vehicles crash, it made a loud decibel sound. So we're gonna plead down to excessive conspiracy of high noise decibels on the freeway, and then Goodell's gonna go, oh, that's not a big deal. One to four games.
Yep.
What do you really think is going to happen? That you think he's going to get off? It's going to be a plea down to a dumb charge, and then the NFL will then slightly overreact to save face and say, "Well, that's a small misdemeanor. We'll give you 4 games." You think that's what happens?
Yeah, he'll get probably some miles from around it. I really honestly believe that because the NFL has done nothing to show us otherwise.
I mean, as I said earlier, you bet against the NFL doing something, 80% or doing far less to near nothing, you'll win that bet 80% of the time. But that 20% is still significant, and I do think there's definitely a world where this thing goes extreme. Like the Chiefs, like even though the Chiefs have the Andy Reid son situation and everyone's like, what about that? Like as if I'm defending that because I'm out here talking about Rice. People literally come in here and run their mouth and say, Smitty, you know, I don't hear you, talking about Andy Reid's son situation. I'm not defending anybody. I'm not defending. I don't care whose son it is or what player it is. I don't care if it was Penix Jr. that went out and he didn't, by the way. He's a model citizen. He's an absolute gem to the Saturn, to the moon, Penix Jr. But, something was to go down, I'd be as hard on him as anybody. So people need to check themselves at the door on that one. But I do believe that this could be one of those scenarios where the Chiefs go, you know what? Let's make a statement. we're defending back-to-back Super Bowl champs. Let's make a statement. Let's show people that we aren't so messed up in this family, you know? Like a messed up family wouldn't do something PR related, you know, like everyone's acting like because they would do something and mean that they think they're stand up people. This KC Chief family is crazy from top to bottom. And I wouldn't be shocked if they're like, we got Patrick Mahomes' brother doing this over here. We've got this over here. We got Patrick Mahomes' dad getting the DUI and he got another extreme DUI and he's facing jail time now. I don't know if the Chiefs don't say, you know what? enough's enough. We got to do something. We can't just look like we surround ourselves with just all of this drama and don't care.
Do they really care?
I don't know. No, but again, PR. You know, it's all about PR. It's not about what they really believe. It's about what they believe people believe. It's about perception.
Yeah. Perception is good.
Fried says Penix Jr. has a lot of injuries. No! He hasn't had an injury for 2 years, my guy. He's played two straight years. Of showing and proving you wrong, Fried. I'd rather pay $250,000 fine. Says John. 1,000 hours of community service and pay $15,000 to the injured than wasted research. Okay, I don't know. What he's talking about, John saying. John's, I don't know. John, I don't know why I even started to read John's long paragraph. I don't know. Usually I just skip those. Sorry, John, it's too long. Remember Ray Rice? You see a similar outcome. It's different. And I think when there's violence against a female, it's a whole different ballgame. But there was a woman and a child involved and him abandoning the scene, and now a report of a serious injury. Whether that was, like, I don't want to say stretch after the fact, you know, people do that. I'm not saying that they are, but I'm just saying, I don't know what, once we get more details about the badly injured, and maybe it was just bad reporting. Maybe someone was seriously injured, but it wasn't reported yet because they were busy in the hospital working on, you know, getting better or whatever. We'll find out.
Yep.
Hollywood Brown?
Well, you find out. Of course, you know, I mean, you find out that somebody that has money caused it. Of course, you're going to, you know, my neck, my back, my everything's going to hurt. You're smart because you want to get that money.
Calvin, appreciate your $2 holler. Hey, Rock Out, you're live. What do you think happens, bro? Hello, Rock Out.
Hello.
What do you think happens?
Yeah. I think it'll probably be two, maybe four games, but there's a possibility he might get cut. They might be like, we're done. We don't want this PR. We're just trying to get through this, but he was wrong in every way in the situation. People keep trying to defend him.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's going to go on. All I know is how much we all thought Kamara was. This was one of those scenarios where it was like, Ray Rice was different. You could say worse because, you know, he attacked a woman, knocked her out. It was horrible.
Yeah.
But that Kamara video footage was so damning that I thought for sure that the NFL was going to be like, look, whether we care or not, like I said, it's not about what they really believe, care, or it's all about money to the NFL, but the optics are horrible of this, but no one gave a crap because it was some dude getting hit, right? If it was someone of the opposite sex, it'd be a totally different thing than the Alvin Kamara situation, right? And rightfully so, I'm not saying that's wrong, but it's crazy to me that this takes an injury, and I said this when we first broke the news. It's head scratching to me that it takes a serious injury to escalate this to where it is now. This is where it should have been, and where I thought it was gonna go and should have gone the moment this thing occurred. The moment he bailed and, like a coward, ran down the freeway with all of his friends who were also cowards, ran down the freeway and didn't even look back to assist or help the people they just put in crushed boxes that were called vehicles that were totaled. The fact that they showed no remorse, empathy, sympathy, any care to go back and look. I thought there's no way the NFL can look at this from a positive way, but because there was no serious injury, they got so lucky, they just skated. And that frustrated me. that an injury could have turned this from a big deal to a not big deal. And now that there's a reported serious injury, and which triggers the assault with a, you know, essentially a deadly weapon, right? This vehicle, it's aggravated assault. Now all of a sudden he's looking at felony, potential jail time. We'll see what happens. But could he still plea out, and could the defendants be like, yeah, those medical expenses will sure help, and we're okay with that plea. And then you have the defense and prosecution agreeing to some plea deal. The judge would have to agree to it, obviously. And sometimes they don't want to if it's something so, like, minor. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But there's certainly a world where a plea could still happen. And it could plead down to something ridiculous. It's still possible. It doesn't matter that he's being searched for by police. It doesn't matter that he's got a warrant out for his arrest. Those are all big things, and they create this escalated problem here and shed a lot of bad light on this. But it could still go away with a simple plea agreement that has a lot of damages and financial reparations in that plea. Because you can include medical and damages in the criminal part. Criminal and civil are very different. Civil is all about money. Criminal is about more. It's not about money. It's about the criminal action. But you can also lump in the medical and the damages, which is why you'll see a lot of things go away in criminal when you're like, wait a minute. They settled. You can't settle for money in a civil. You're not. You're settling for damages and injuries. We'll see what happens. Brees, one point.
Keep in mind.
Keep in mind what?
Keep in mind, the NFL can't afford to do anything to them, really, because they didn't really do much to
Kamara.
They can't do much more than they already did to Kamara.
I don't know that they care.
Then they go, huh?
I don't think they care about any of that. I don't think they measure anything like that. I don't think anybody would look back and judge. You know what I mean? Like, Ron, if they came out and said, we're going to do this, I don't think anybody's going to go, oh, well, let's go back in time. You didn't do this. I think they'll be like, okay, this was appropriate. Okay, good job, NFL. You screwed up on Kamara, but good job on this. Like, I don't think they're going to measure sticks here. I think that they're different situations entirely. I think that, you know, a lot of people defended Kamara saying it was a fight. And I'm not... You and I are in agreement on that it wasn't. It was an absolute lambasting of multiple guys on a defenseless man that was no longer moving, and they kept hitting him. However, there's still that pool of people that were like, this is a fight between grown men. The guy started some shiat with Kamara he couldn't finish, and that's the way a lot of people took that. And I understand where people were coming from, even though I disagreed. This is not even the same situation. This is like 10 times worse, in my opinion, because it wasn't an altercation that got out of hand where one guy just literally didn't fight at all back when he was probably, you know, like, hey, let's fight, go. And then you just take a bunch of hits and go down. Like, that's kind of the way a lot of people took the Kamara situation. Like, here's this guy talking a mad shiat, and then he didn't even, like, fight back. Mm-hmm. And then before you know it, he's unconscious and he's still getting hit. Overreactions. And again, not excusable at all. I put him on planet Uranus for a reason. This is different.
Yeah.
This is a guy that most likely had some sort of substance. Totally. This is total speculation on my part, using some educated guesses, and it's my opinion. But he reportedly came from a bar restaurant celebrating. They get in two vehicles and they go extreme speeds, and Rasheed Rice is in the leased Lamborghini. He owns the Corvette. He's got four or five buddies piled up in these two cars. The Lamborghini, according to the police report, crashed into the median and swerved in, I believe, hitting the Corvette or other cars at the same time, caused a six-car pileup. And these guys left injured people in the vehicle. They didn't even know how injured. They got lucky, and they walked off like cowards. Totally different. Hit and run. Hit and run. Let's go clean up. So we don't have any substance in our system. That's what I would think. That's my guess, my educated opinion, is that this guy had to get out of Dodge because he had something in his system that would have made this 10 times worse. And it pisses off every regular human being that isn't protected by the NFL and money. It pisses off pisses off every layman out there like me, you, everybody that wouldn't get away with this. We wouldn't get away with leaving the scene of an accident so we could go potentially, again, opinion, sober up or clear out our system. That's probably what happened.
Yeah. He was wrong in every way.
I don't know, guys. I'd probably say half a season is my guess. I'm in the camp of that this is different. The NFL or the team will react differently and more harshly, mainly because, again, optics. It's all about PR. It's nothing to do with what the NFL really feels. It's about the PR. Did we hear anything about Kamara ever? Nobody talked about it. Schefter didn't talk about it. It wasn't mainstream at all. I don't know why that was suppressed, but it was suppressed. Vegas, a lot of people say Vegas has control like that. Maybe some of Vegas is doing there. I don't know. Maybe somebody picked up the phone in Vegas and said, hey, Schefter, don't say anything. Click. And he's like scared to death. Who the hell knows? I don't know, but nobody reported on it. We were the only ones reporting on it. I didn't get a call. But what are we hearing about this? A lot. Why? Because they're the Kansas City Chiefs and they're in the spotlight. This is the darling team of the NFL. And so the optics are a lot worse because the spotlight is right on the situation. And so it makes me feel like the NFL or the team might react a little bit differently than the Kamara situation. The Saints came out openly and said, we're not doing a single thing until the NFL tells us to. Get out there, Kamara, and get on your horse. Yeah, the Saints were very vocal about not wanting to do a single thing. I don't know. I think because there's victims involved here that are not just in a fight. You know, these are defenseless people that were just driving down the road, minding their own business, and they were left injured and trapped in vehicles, and these guys did nothing to help or assist them. And everything, like I think it was Rock Out that said, they did everything wrong at every step of the way. Rashee Rice did everything wrong at every step of the way. And people defending him left and right's ridiculous. I think the NFL is going to act more harshly. They could do something preemptive instead of waiting for it to play out, which is the normal process. But if I had to go somewhere in the middle and say, okay, the likelihood of the Chiefs cutting him is still high, but in the likelihood of the NFL doing something preemptive like exemplist paid until it gets figured out is probably to the other extreme, but possible. And the 1-4 game is on the other extreme, in my opinion. That's the bare minimum. That's if these two extra charges didn't occur and this report didn't drop today that there's a warrant out for his arrest. I think he's already facing 1-4. So I feel like he's in the middle. I'd say 8 to 9 games to 10 games. And I think that this thing gets expedited a little faster. I don't think this is something that will linger into 2025, but it could. Alvin Kamara's situation did. The only difference, and we had Tony the Tiger, the attorney, come on and talk about this, and he made some sense on it. When a player's in a position where they want to get this behind them to reset, like I would think Rashee Rice would want to, it would make much more sense to have this impact 10 games, and then he gets back on track in week 11. And yeah, maybe struggles mentally, whatever, but he's back. He's ahead of it all. You know, it's all behind him. Even if you're judging him, it's behind him. If he tries to play this out and has a horrible season, it lasts and wears on him mentally into the entirety of the 2024 season, and then he misses 2025. Now he has 2 hampered years based on the situation instead of getting it all done real quickly and missing 10 straight games, because 10 straight games will go quickly. So I wonder if he's going to get the advice to get this knocked out of the way instead of trying to drag it out like Kamara did. Kamara kept dragging it out, but he was also at the end of his career. So it made sense for him to be like, can I extend this past the point of where I don't even play well anymore? So stark differences between these two.
There's only one thing that's going to get them, and that is if they found like marijuana substance in the car.
They already did that, Ron.
No, that's the one thing. That's why the NFL will come down harder on them.
Well,
other reason.
It was a small amount, and in most off-season situations, I don't think there's any violation of it.
they won't do much with that.
Yeah, I don't know that they will. The original report was that it was way a bigger amount than it was, and it ended up being a small amount. Now, but I will say that in conjunction with everything else puts a lot of pressure on the NFL to not be lenient, you know, because like you can say that the weed in the car shouldn't do anything, and most people are going to agree with that. But you add that to the fact that he reportedly has playbook in the car. He had some weed in the car. Who knows, you know, if that was remnants of taking out more of it. I'm not saying you can really jump to those conclusions, but there's so many bad optics here that the NFL's likelihood of being very lenient. You know, when a police officer pulls you over and they say, if you're honest, you'll have a much better chance of getting off on this. The fact that there's so many things piling up that just make the optics bad, the NFL's likelihood of being extra lenient probably goes down a little just because it doesn't look good. But we'll see. I the NFL's so capable of doing nothing. They really are.
I wonder if Jerry Jones got a hold of his cop buddies. Hey, make a copy of that playbook and send it to me.
Yeah.
Would you surpass them?
Jerry, I don't know if Jerry knows what day.
It won't matter because they won't make the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Jerry would misplace it. It'd be like Jerry getting a blank check out to pay a running back and forgetting to do it. I don't know if Jerry even knows where he is.
You're comparing him to Biden?
The fact that he ran from the scene when people might have been seriously injured should cause him serious time.
Quiet.
In the Gray Bar Hotel, says Andrew. Texas strict on weed still, says 56. Matt O says, is that a way Rice to push off this offer? Is there a way for Rice to push this off for a year? I mean, I already addressed that, Matt. I just addressed that for like 4 minutes straight. Rewind a little bit. But of course it's possible, but I think he wants to expedite it. He should want to. For the reasons that I said for like 5 straight minutes. I haven't seen anything about the other driver. Yeah, they haven't talked much about the Corvette driver. There was a lot of people that were saying that Danny Gray, the San Francisco 49er receiver, was involved in this, but then I think that got shut down. So anyway. Crazy, crazy. Let me answer this call right here, and then I'm going to go over to Travis. Let me go to Travis first. Seabass, put yourself on mute real quick, Seabass. I forget if you always got the background noise, but put yourself on mute real quick. Let's go over to Travis. Travis, what's going on? You're live.
Hey, so if you covered this already, let me know. But what makes us think the Chiefs are going to do anything based off of the way they deal with stuff? It seems like they could give a crap what.
Yeah, optics.
Even if there is PR.
Yeah.
I know Hunt they got rid of.
Yeah. That's the only thing.
He got suspended for a year, right?
Yeah, that's the only thing that they would do. That's the only thing that they would do it for. I don't think they would. I don't think they have a leg to stand on to say, let's do something about it. But look, Patrick Mahomes' brother doesn't really directly relate or have any effect on Patrick Mahomes and punishing Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes' dad, there's nothing you can do about that. So, like, all these situations that are drama. Now, Andy Reid's son, that whole situation is a whole different topic. Everybody can say what they want about that. We're not talking about that right now. But I would say this situation is something that they actually have to decide, do we do something or do we not? And I think that, like I said, the optics are bad enough to where they would consider it. And they just brought in Hollywood. Kadarius Toney's been a wreck for them. Some of this could be about distraction. Like, the Chiefs are trying to win a three-peat here. And do they really want to deal with this during the entire season? Do they even want, like, a spotlight on them that's constantly talking about Rashee Rice? Maybe they cut him for that reason alone. You know, maybe they're like, let's get this drama out of here. We're a effed-up organization down deep anyway, and they win. They're amazing. I give the Chiefs props. I'm just saying there's a lot going on over there. There's a lot of spotlights everywhere, and it's like maybe they say we don't want it, because if the Chiefs cut him, then all of his problems don't get thrown on the doorstep of the Chiefs. But if anything comes up, as it comes up, guess who everybody's going to? The Kansas City Chiefs for it. Like, hey, what do you think about your receiver doing this? If they release him, no one's even look their direction when they talk about Rashee Rice. So I don't know.
The one thing I will say is, well, two quick things. One, if they release him, once he's clear of everything, someone will sign him because he's young enough. But if they do release him, and say this, you know, say it ends up being the full year before someone's ready to sign him, and because people probably won't sign him until this is all behind him.
Right.
Just for the PR, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust him not to get in trouble again. If he's now without structure from an NFL team.
And without money.
A daily schedule. And,
yeah, and hurting money. For money. I'm not trying to make assumptions here, but like sometimes people go in a worse direction because now they're in trouble, you know. But he had, according to many scouts, a checkered past. People can get upset at that all they want, but he was very much passed on by some teams because they feared the off-season decision making. So this absolutely puts him, you know, in that
even situation. If it's just the people that he associates with, that's enough for some teams to go.
You are who you hang out with.
You know?
Why do you think I yell so much? The more Ron comes on this phone line, the more angry I get, the more... Just kidding, Ron.
And this is obviously like an extreme example. So before people jump on me and say this isn't that, I understand. But Aaron Hernandez is a classic case. I'm not saying anyone's going and killing anybody. But he would not separate from the people he hung out with in high school and college and all that. And sometimes you have to do that. Just as a man, you have to make the choice of which way am I going in life. And you have to leave some people behind sometimes. And
yeah.
He hasn't showed the willingness to do that.
No, yeah, you gotta leave your boys behind that are gonna drag you down. And a lot of people don't do that. That goes back to the birthday party thing. Like when Bo Callahan, when no one showed up to Bo Callahan's birthday party. Even though that was funny, and I even admit, I was like, this is stupid when I first watched Draft Day. It's like, it's just a way of maybe conveying that like you do need to worry about who your player hangs out with and what he surrounds himself with, because it will drag him down, especially if somebody's, you know, barely breaking out of a bad situation and they make it to the NFL and they're not letting go of it. Of the bad lifestyle, then it's gonna creep back in. It's gonna creep back in.
Right. Now, I would say that would be the most where his career would be most at risk is if the Chiefs did cut him and he didn't have that potential structure behind him. You know, you hope people learn, but you know, he's not that young. You know, he's young, but not that young.
Yeah. Rashee Rice, is Daddy Dennis, you aren't really defending Rashee Rice. Everyone says you're defending Rashee Rice. Please don't defend him. It's bad luck, bro. Let's go over to Seabass. My boy Seabass, what's up?
What's up, Big Wheel?
What's going on?
Listen, a couple things I want to share with you and your listeners. A couple things you have to think of here are what's referred to in legal realms as mitigating factors. And two key mitigating factors are that he left the scene and he didn't turn himself over to authorities until well after the fact. And when you compound that by if there was in fact substances found in the car, such as marijuana, it complicates the whole situation because it almost implicitly implies that he left the scene because he didn't want to have a situation compounded by being held responsible, not only for the accident, but being under influence while the accident occurred. So when you take that into consideration, this thing gets off the tracks quick.
Yeah, but the truth of the matter, though, is that they cannot prove that. DUI is out the window. Substance is out the window.
But
you can't even use that at all.
Fair enough. But listen, they came at him hard. They got 8 separate charges. And
right.
The way that works is the police gather the information. They take the data and they present it to the prosecutor. The prosecutor looks at that information. he doesn't proceed with any of those charges unless he legitimately thinks that there's a legitimate chance that he can receive convictions on those
Correct.
Charges. So even if he, you know, ends up kind of getting tagged with half of them, he's in a world of hurt.
He is. The only concern, though, and I say concern not because I wish ill will upon anybody, but in terms of him, like, skating from this, is that he will plea. He will plea down to a very, very... This is 100%. The same thing. Yeah. So I get everything you're saying, but there definitely is a world where what you're thinking happens, where it's severe, and then there's another world where he pleas out of this thing, and really there's some sort of settlement in that plea. You can't settle necessarily in criminal, you settle in civil, but there are monetary factors that can make the prosecution and the victims be like, yeah, we want that. Okay, he'll plea to this, and in this plea, you're going to get a handsome monetary amount for your damages, your mental stress, and your health and medical, you know, expenses and future, you know, counseling that you need and everything. And so at the end of the day, it is about money sometimes, and these guys can skate. That's why a lot of people that have money get off on these things, is because a regular Joe wouldn't have that to offer with a plea. So it's like, you know, throw the book at them. So it's an unfair world we live in, no doubt about it. And unfortunately, some things like this happen. And this is why you see this kind of stuff happen a lot. But go ahead.
That's why you hear people refer to it as like it's a legal system and not a justice system.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing is I'm more interested now that with this news. I just want to see where Rashee Rice, and I guarantee you they're taking a receiver, maybe even trading up to get one. And if they don't, they're definitely getting one in the, you know, second round, but they'll probably trade up there. They're not leaving the draft with one of the top six or seven guys. And where does that guy go in relation to Hollywood?
Yeah, it just depends on who they take. If they take Legette, then I think they both can eat. Like, Mahomes can throw enough, and Kelce probably gets dialed back a little bit throughout the entirety of the season. Maybe Kelce starts off hot and then he cools off or something because he's getting older. But they certainly need two. They certainly need two people, and they need to plan as if Kelce could drop off midseason. So Legette, Malachi Corley, Ricky Parasol, all those guys. Legette seems to be the most fitting because he's different than Hollywood, and you want that contrast, but in that compliment. But I would say, like, you know, a Legette or someone of that quality wouldn't knock Hollywood Brown too much, because Hollywood Brown's going to get off to a quick and hot start. He's already working with Mahomes right now. Hollywood Brown, if he stays healthy, could have a 1,300-yard, 10-plus TD season. Easy.
I think when you look at it, when they're trying to three-peat, that you may see Veach say, you know what, fuck, frigate, we're going to trade up here, and we're going to get a guy that's going to have an immediate impact. And I can see them going that route, as opposed to you hear people saying, Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins, why are they going to, like, trade for a guy and pay him $20 million when they can get a guy in the first round for 5 years?
Yeah, that's probably what they do. You know, Ayuk is not an attractive trade piece as much as people think. That's why Ayuk deal may not.
Higgins, because he's going to want an extension.
Yeah, yeah. If the team that trades for Ayuk or Higgins, let's say the Bengals trade Higgins to the Steelers, the Steelers are going to have to also give him the extension, or the trade doesn't make sense because you're giving up draft
the
capital.
Yeah, he'll be in the drawer before he leaves, guaranteed.
Yeah, yeah. The contract is always announced in conjunction with the trade. It's always set up in the background and in parallel.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the odds of, and not to mention, like I said, Ayuk is not somebody the Niners want to be without. They love him, so they're not going to send him to a rival. They're just not.
Right. So How about this? So, you know they have to focus their draft capital at the front end of the draft on pass catchers. To me, that automatically notches up Isaiah Pacheco. That guy's going to eat this year.
He very well could. He's got to stay healthy, but he very well could eat. They could definitely ground and pound. from the get-go. But this doesn't affect my Mahomes. Like, if anything, that ran through my mind is that his ADP is going to drop. His ADP is going to drop a tiny bit. Stroud moves above him, if he hadn't already over the weekend, by about 3 or 4 draft slots. And I think Mahomes settles very much in the 5.1 to 5.4 territory now, where Mahomes was bouncing between the 4.5 and the 5.1. And I think now Mahomes probably, just because he loses a weapon, and now he's just going to get a little bit of a ding on his ADP value, and I love
it. Yeah, but
I'm all for it.
Earlier, you said they're just back to square one. They brought in Brown, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that the reaction is going to be amazing for everybody that is going to draft Mahomes, because Mahomes now falls. It's going to be fantastic. He doesn't deserve to fall. Yeah. He's going to go in the fifth round. He's a fifth round lock probably going forward. And there's going to be nothing but video after video from me once a week probably on Mahomes being the biggest steal in fantasy, potentially outside of like the top round or two if we're talking Kyren.
You know what? You need a new planet in your solar system. Planet X. That's where Mahomes going.
yeah, maybe.
Anyways, have a good night. All right, buddy,
hey, guys. Later, C-Bess. Let's go over to Jack of All. Rock Out. Did I go to Rock Out yet? Yeah, I did, didn't I? I think I did, yeah. Jack of All Trades, you're live.
Hey. I'd love to see Mahomes in the fifth.
He's
that'd be like a filet mignon right there.
Yeah, it's like finding a filet mignon at McDonald's.
I know it's not realistic, but what would they be able to get for Kelce right now if they wanted to do some trade bait stuff before the draft?
I don't think a lot. I think there's a specific team that would – the right team maybe, but
– Third rounder?
The right team maybe, but there's a specific – you just can't expect –
He's probably worth too much to Mahomes.
Yeah. I don't think – it's kind of like one of those things like in fantasy. It's the exact same thing in fantasy. What's he worth in fantasy? Not much. So, like, you don't get rid of him. You just don't trade him. Like, trading Kelce is a stupid move in Dynasty Fantasy Football. It's a ridiculously dumb move. Because what are you going to get? You might as well just let the wheels fall off. And I think the same thing can be applied to the NFL here. Is there's just no one's going to... You'd have to find the exact suitor that is like, we're winning this year. Our window is closing. Like, let's say Kelce went down. And I'm not saying the Chiefs would trade with the Niners. Same thing. They wouldn't trade with a rival. But let's say Kittle went down or Kittle went missing. He got abducted by aliens. And they needed a tight end, and this was out there. I mean, look what they did with Christian McCaffrey. Give up a second, a third, and a fourth to get CMC. He had a little bit more time left. I think Kelce's got this 1 year left, potentially, maybe even not. And so, like, I don't know. I don't know what his value would be, but I don't think you could even remotely get what would be worth it to you. So, yeah, they're not trading Kelce. Here's the ADP value of Pat Mahomes, which, like I said, is straight glory. And I just, it's unbelievable. It's 52.8. Remember, he was about 51, I think, is where he was going. He's now 52.8, which is unbelievable. And it's going to continue. It's going to continue to drop.
It doesn't make sense because everyone saw what he did last year without many weapons and with the offense, you know, not, you know, on full go good. Off what he usually is.
Hey,
over 4,000 yards.
Hey, Jack of all trades. This ADP data has not been updated, by the way. You know, obviously it hasn't been updated. This news just broke today. Where's 52.8? Maybe you don't know off the top of your head, but it is 5.4.
Mm-hmm.
5.4.
Sounds about right.
So Rashee Rice being potentially removed from the equation, there's no way Mahomes goes up in value. If anything, he'll maybe if I can't imagine him staying the same, but staying the same or dropping 2 or 3 spots. But what I know for certain is this cements him into round 5, and now Stroud's
above.
Just unbelievable. Stroud moved to 40.
Especially for a 6-point passing TD league.
Stroud didn't move to 40. I'm sorry. Stroud moved to, where's Stroud at? Let me see where Stroud moved to. Stroud's moving up, especially with the Diggs acquisition. And now this news will make Stroud go above him. So Stroud went to 50.7. Mahomes is 52.8. And Anthony Richardson's on Mahomes' tail. And Anthony Richardson's out throwing passes right now. And so there's even a world where this news potentially, because they're only 7 ADP slots apart, this potentially puts AR5 and Mahomes neck and neck, which is crazy to me. It's insane. I love it. Mahomes, yeah. 52.8. Do it live. Do it live.
So,
can I
heard this name for a while. I was wondering if anyone's heard anything about Hendon Hooker.
Yeah, we talk about him a lot. There's not much to talk about because he had the ACL recovery, pretty much didn't get any chance to do anything. So he's had no shot to really do much. But he's a crafty. This preseason we should get a good glimpse of him. But he's a crafty.
Nice guy on the pine, huh?
Yeah, he reminds me of Joe Milton and Rattler in this draft class. I think Hendon Hooker could be that quiet guy. That let's say Goff were to go down or get abducted by aliens, knock on wood, he goes down and Hendon Hooker steps in and kind of surprises everybody. I'm not saying it's a lock, but it's a nice bench move. I think Milton and Rattler in this draft class are those two versions of that. Real quickly, let me just say this: what's the definition of a moon man, or a Mars man, or a Saturn man, Travis? Value, right? Explode from their ADP. I'm not putting McCaffrey on the moon man list, Mars man list, or Saturn man list. It's value. And even though the Saturn man list is a little lesser value because we've got Bijan, Breece, Gibbs, Kyren, those are all on the list, but I still feel like their values, even at their high ADPs, this is like the Saturn man list is like the home runs that these are the big boys trust of the big boys. Because not every big boy, not every big boy can be trusted. Saturn men list, this one right here.
The Saturn men.
One small step for man, one giant leap for
Saturn.
So the big boys like Puka, no one's doubting Puka, no one's doubting Kyren, no one's doubting Hall, Bijan, no one's doubting Gibbs. AR5, everyone's getting on board.
Spaceman.
They weren't, he's climbing ADP. JD5, everyone's getting on board, but he was a steal, and Achan is definitely undervalued. So there's some undervalued. It's half undervalued monsters, and then half of this Saturn Man list is like, these are the guys to trust of the big dogs. But what's the Mars Man? Here's the Mars Man.
He's on a shuttle to
value.
Mars. Mars Man.
Now, Stroud's climbing out of value now, but I'm leaving him here because...
Low
that's not our fault.
And spinning aimlessly in space.
That's, you know, he's here still for record. But as he climbs out of value, he's still staying. But McBride climbed too. He was in the 50s or 60s early in the offseason. London was a value. He's now a second rounder. Sometimes these guys climb out of value. But what's the definition of a moon man or Mars man? Value. I can think of no other person that is moon man worthy or Mars man worthy than Mahomes. He's a big name player. But he's one of the biggest values in fantasy. I don't care how big of a name he is. That doesn't restrict you from being Mars man or a moon man. I have a feeling I'm going to do a video tonight or tomorrow and make Patrick Mahomes a Mars man.
I like it. I mean, yeah, like he had chasing people like that on the Mars man much last year.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if he's a big name. It's not about sleeper unknown. It's about smashing the hell out of your league at cost of entry. Mahomes at 52.8 and probably falling with today's Rasheed Rice news is win a league material. Christian Kirk, no offense to Christian Kirk. I think Ron loves him. Or Mixon, or even Jaden Reed. I love Jaden Reed. Or Pacheco, who Jack of all trades just talked about. These are all good players. But Mahomes could be the number one overall scorer in all of fantasy. I know he's a quarterback, but he's lingering in the 50s. There's something wrong with that that I like, and I like it. And when it's wrong in a good way.
That's cool. Well, where's Burrow ranked at?
Yeah, I like Burrow too.
Burrow's
73.9. Yeah, 73.9. That's good too. I mean, hey, there's a reason.
Those are like stocking stuffers right there.
I know. Burrow's going to be a moon man as well.
Oh, sending chills up my spines already.
Yeah. It's tickling your fancy.
Like you said, AR. Ooh. We love AR.
I like that.
He's got a huge ceiling. Yeah,
Burrow.
Mahomes all day.
Get burrowed. Yeah, Burrow and Mahomes, it makes no sense not to have them on the Moon Man and Mars Man list. They'll probably be elevated very quickly just because we need that for record. Some of the stuff's going to not be so good of value later, but it doesn't matter. Like, I'm not taking Stroud off just because Stroud's climbing. You know, he's climbing fast, too. Like, that was on there before Diggs, before any of that. And granted, everybody liked him. You know, he'd already broken out, but Stroud's been climbing massively since, so I'm not going to take him off the list. McBride is climbing massively, but he's still of value. And even if McBride climbs into he's at 49. Even if McBride climbs into like a not so value territory, I'm not taking him off. He's going to have a little asterisk of this was good. And we all cleaned up for a while.
When the Cardinals take Marvin Harris Jr., that's only going to increase McBride's value. It's only going to do better things for him.
And Kyler. Kyler's going to be a steal.
Oh, yeah. He's going to have his knee all rested up. He's going to be the old Kyler again.
Kyler, 85.6 ADP.
Woo! Oh, geez, oh, man. Getting hungry.
All right. Hey, Jack, hold on a second. Let me go over to the Bruce. The Bruce is loose. What's up, Brucey?
Hey, Smitty.
Yo!
With this stupid Rashid Rice.
Rashid.
And he's not going to get, and he's probably going to get the Kamara treatment. Why is it they get less games than someone like a Calvin Ridley or a Jamison Williams who get stuck for a year just for gambling?
Because the NFL views gambling as a cardinal sin. And beating a man into the ground or leaving a six-car pileup and leaving abandoned people injured is basically just a slap on the wrist. I don't know why the integrity of the game, but why do we view that as such a higher standard than human life? I don't know. It's a great question.
He kind of bobbled my mind, and I was like, you know, I don't understand this.
Yeah, that's why I said that if there's a betting slip in his glove box that said that he bet on women's basketball, the basketball tournament, he bet on Caitlin Clark having 50 points, and he did it, and it says the location was the team shop. He's done. He's done. Put a fork in him. Doesn't matter if what they found in the vehicle. They find that, he's toast. Yeah, it's definitely not fair. It's definitely not it's not justice at all by any means. It's crazy, man.
Yes.
What else you got, Brucey?
I got the fact that, you know, I think, what do you think of the, you know how the Cardinals want 3 first round picks for number 4?
Yes, sir. Which I love, because that means Marvin Harrison Jr. is probably a Cardinal. I hope they up that to 7 first round picks just so we make sure we do not trade him. But yes, go ahead, Bruce.
What if now the Chiefs decide, hey, we're 32, we're always probably gonna be a late round pick. What if they just decide, you know what? We'll take the gamble. We'll give up all 3 first-round picks for Marvin Harrison Jr.
I don't think the 32 is considered a first-round pick. So they'd be giving up probably, in my mind, they'd be giving up 3 second-round picks. Yeah, you know?
Because I started thinking about that, I was like, you know, the Chiefs are probably always going to get late-round picks. I said, and this is just my opinion alone, I could see them doing that.
Yeah, but they don't this is a second round pick, Bruce. 32 overall is a second round pick. And their future first rounder is a second round pick. Their future first rounder is a second round pick. Like, you can't, no one wants these late picks. If you're going to do a trade down, the third round, to me at least, and the Cardinals, are they capable of doing it? Sure. They're the Cardinals. Monty Austin Ford loves draft picks. But this 3 first-rounders includes a trade-down pick. So like from 4 to 12, from 4 to 13. You know, I don't even imagine the 20s would be acceptable. It'd be like 4 to 9 and they give up, you know. And honestly, you're not going to get 4 and 9 swapped and then get two first rounders. That's why everyone's saying Marvin Harrison Jr. I guess he's going to the Cardinals. But like, let's say 4 and 13. Maybe the Raiders are like, we want this quarterback so bad. We'll give up 13, two future first rounders for the number 4. And then the Cardinals kick back a third rounder or a fourth rounder or something just to kind of help a little bit. That is something that I think could get done. The Chiefs don't have a pick that makes this trade down three first rounders make sense.
Okay.
Yeah. But you never know, Brucey. You never know. You never know, pal.
It's really two first rounders and a pick swap is what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you said.
Yeah. It's a move down.
People label it as three, but...
Yeah, it's a move down. Otherwise, you know, you're moving from 4 to 32, and then you're getting two second-round picks. That is the worst trade in the history of the NFL.
I don't know if it beats the Ricky Williams trade.
Well, it'd be pretty bad. Marvin, yeah, hopefully Marvin's a Cardinal. We want that. And we also don't want this trigger effect of going quarterback, 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 and then whoever's at 4 takes quarterback. And now you have a wild card in the Chargers that you would think would take Marvin. I would take Marvin, but will Harbaugh take Marvin? I don't know. You have this weird like unraveling of the wide receiver, you know, landing spots. And then like you don't know what happens. Maybe all three of them go to horrible locations after that trigger effect occurs. You know, can you imagine if MHJ went to the Giants? Neighbors goes to the Titans, which you could say is, some would say it's good, but it's a crowded room, number one, for year one.
Yeah.
And number two, you don't really know what Levis is, right? And then let's say Odunze goes to
Chicago,
Denver. Like, yeah. what would we be doing then? We would all be hitting our head against the wall going, the Giants, the Tennessee Titans would be the best spot. We'd be looking at that going, Neighbors is the number one, I guess. But like, you know, I don't know. So I hope Marvin Harrison Jr. goes to the Cardinals. I don't want some weird
I'm
reaction.
Hoping if MHJ goes to the Cardinals, and I'm always like, I want the best quarterback to have the best receiver. I want the Chiefs to trade up for one of the other two. And no one, like you said, 32 is like a second round pick.
By the way, update, Rasheed Rice, according to Josiah Anderson, Rasheed Rice is planning to turn himself over to the authorities. That was 50 minutes ago while we were ranting and raving. So there's an update there. So he's going to turn himself in. I mean, we knew he would. If he didn't turn himself in, this would get even crazier. But he's turning himself in. What's that mean? How long is he held? What's it look like? What's the next step? Do the Chiefs just sit back and do nothing? John, I think this is the second time I've said that I'm handling Super Chats immediately when they come in. And I think John have made wait two streams in a row. John, I see John's still here. John, I'm so sorry about the delay. Do you think Brown can average 15 to 18 PPR points with or without Rice on the field next year? 15 PPR points. That is a tough, tall order. Let me pull up something real quick and figure out what I think he could be doing. So wide receivers from last year, statistically 2023, average points. Let me see if I can get an average going here. So wide receiver 15 was 265 points, right? So 265 divided by... Oh, wait, that's not right. Hold on. Wide receiver 15 was 242 points, I think. 242 points. So 242 points divided by 17 is 14. think he's probably more along the lines of like wide receiver 20. Like DK Metcalf was wide receiver 20. If he's as good as DK was, DK had 1,108 TDs on 66 receptions. I'm not saying he can't outperform that, but that's a pretty good number, and you'd be pretty happy with that, I believe. Divided by 17 games is 13. So I'd say 11 to 13 points per game. John, thank you for your super chat, by the way. I think expecting top 15 numbers, which would be around 14 points a game, 13 points a game, that would be a 1,300 yard, you know, 8 touchdown season with like 80 receptions, which you could do. Certainly possible. I'm going to cycle you boys off the phone line. Let me start off with Jack of all trades. Jack of all trades, any final words, my man?
Yeah, like earlier you said, you are who you hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
I hang out with my dog and my wife. That makes me a bitch.
Potentially. How does your dog act normally? Is your dog a smartass?
Of course.
Okay, there you go. That's where you get it. Jack of all trades. We'll see you later, bro.
Late.
Bruce, any final thoughts, Brucey?
Hey. Just to tell you that the NFL and the legal system take care of Rice the right way, which is put him behind bars and ban them.
You heard Bruce. Bruce is not having it. Appreciate you, Brucey. We'll see you later, bro.
Yep.
We're waiting for your prediction. Bruce says a $50 prediction him and his mom are going to do together. They're going to drop $25 each on the $50 bold prediction board above my head. Anybody drops a $50 prediction, you get in on this contest. The best bold prediction wins a co-hosting spot of the show for the first 30 to, well, I might even go longer than 30 minutes, but you co-host the show with me as a prize on top of another prize that I'll have. But Bruce's prediction with his mom is going to be that Dalton Schultz outscores all three of Tank Dell, Nico, and Diggs, which is a bold one. That's a bold one. The only other bold one that I think is bolder than that is, or as bold as Superfish, is Superfish put up a Jonnu Smith is a top five tight end this year. That was a bold one. Bold one. Marsman, rock out. Final thoughts, my guy.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with the legal system, and we'll just see what goes from there.
All right, appreciate you, bro.
All right, cool.
Rock out to the moon. Ron Navy, any final thoughts, bro? Hello?
You're on mute, brah.
I was off mute. I was off the drafting. So, yeah.
Final thoughts?
I think Rice gets off with a spanking the hand deal.
Hey, where did he get drafted in your draft right now?
Oh, I'm doing basketball draft.
Oh. All right. Anybody have anybody draft right now? First of all, Underdog Fantasy promo code Smitty. Well, that's my website, thefantasyfootballshow.com. Get over there. Bold predictions, articles, trade calculators, video courses, all that good stuff. Thefantasyfootballshow.com. Also, get over to Underdog code Smitty. This link will get it done for you. Inserting code Smitty for you. If you're lazy, just hit that link. It's in the description of the video if you're watching the replay, but they'll double up to $100 in your first deposit over at Underdog by just using my link or my code. But did anybody draft, since the news broke, did anybody draft and see where Rice went after the news broke today? Does anybody have a potential Rashee Rice ADP? Ron, anything else?
He's still hasn't gone in the drafts I'm in right now. That's okay. Going on.
What round are you in?
Actually, right. Let's see. Where did he go? I'm only in like the second or third round. So we'll see if someone takes him soon. I'll let you know.
Okay. You boys have anything else? Either one of you?
No, I'm all set. Really. You think we going live tonight or not sure yet?
Probably, yeah.
I keep missing them, so I'm going
to
try to.
I need to do a Dynasty one, but the news keeps breaking, and I want to do a Mahomes. Yeah. I'll probably do a Mahomes Marsman draft tonight before I do Dynasty, but I'm going to try and do Dynasty as well.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. All right, I'll keep an eye out for it.
Thanks, Vinny. Rice went 3.12 an hour ago, says E-O-T-E-Town. But I don't know if that, I don't know if they knew what was going on, probably. And then 56 Mike said 4.8 just now. And he's in round 5, and he went 4.8. Wow. I think some people don't have all the information yet. You know, because like we're still live on the breaking news of this, you know, essentially. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, he's definitely gonna slide. He's gonna start sliding a lot.
Oh yeah, round 5 or 6. If he doesn't, I'll be ecstatic. Let people take him around 5. If he doesn't fall past 5, I'll be so happy. All right, later, boys. See you tonight.
All right, later.
Later. Probably be live on Mahomes. We'll do Mahomes. Mahomes, Mars man. How can Mahomes be, Smitty? This is going to be how the show begins. Smitty, how can you put Mahomes on Mars? Everybody knows who he is. He's not a sleeper. Yeah, I beg to differ, Bob. Mahomes is one of the best values in fantasy, period. Period. And it just got a whole lot better because people are going to be afraid that one of his weapons is getting taken away, and it might, and it doesn't matter. Matos is Rice to round 6. I wouldn't draft him in round 6, to be honest with you. I'll see you all later. Appreciate you all to the moon. Thank you to all my super chatters. Lunchbox dropping a 2. Calvin Krim with a $5 hauler. Rock out, dropping his usual. Calvin Krim with another. And John with the $5 hauler. John, again, I appreciate you. I'm sorry it took me a while to respond to you. First in the building tonight was Sick Nasty, followed by Blackbeard, followed by Mark B, followed by Ron Navy, followed by Lunchbox and Virtues and OEG and Brandon and Planet, Peanut Butter, Lucas. Appreciate you all. The Bolt, we'll see you later, pal. Bang, we'll see you later, Bang. EO Town, see you later, pal. See you, Mike. See you, Daddy Dennis. See you, Blackbeard. Appreciate my mods, Blackbeard. Appreciate Travis. Appreciate Space Ricky, if he's still in here. We don't know where Vampy is. In fact, let's put up the bat signal for Vamp. I don't know where Vamp is. This is getting a little worrisome. DW, we found him. We put him on the bat signal and we found him. Vamp, where are you? We're getting worried. I'll see you all later. Appreciate you.
Reese Hall is 8 foot tall. He will always answer the mother freaking call. Don't let him fall. In the third, don't stall. Just give Batman the freaking football.
He's Reese. He's Reese.
He does a hell of a job. A hell of a job. A hell of a job.
Reese Hall, please report to the moon.
Lift off of mission 3, 2, 1, 0. Live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, every Monday through Friday, live when big news breaks, like this show right here, the show right before it. That's all we do. News breaks, we go live. Tell your friends. Tell a stranger. Tell somebody wearing a jersey in the elevator. Tell whoever you can. Spread the word. Let's grow this bad boy. Hit that like button on the way out the door. Still only 83 thumbs up somehow. Not appropriate. We can do better than that. Pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers. 83 thumbs up with still 180 total eyeballs floating around. Punch it. Do it. See ya.